SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. A major apology from Japan. That country's biggest bank now says it's sorry that an employee stole more than $6 million from customers' safe deposit boxes.
The bank, MUFG, says it's investigating and that several billion yen might have been taken. The thefts occurred at two Tokyo branches of the bank from April 2020 until the problem was discovered at the end of October. MUFG Bank's president and CEO Junichi Hanzawa says the female employee responsible for managing the safe deposit boxes and their keys is suspected of taking advantage of that position to steal from the boxes of about 60 customers.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, new poll concerning American views on Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
According to a poll by the AP and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, Americans view both men roughly the same. Musk, whose net worth tops $400 billion, has been tasked with leading a group to reduce the size of the federal government during the upcoming Trump administration. And about half of Americans who responded to the poll have an unfavorable view of Musk, which is similar to how they see Trump. About 4 in 10 have a somewhat or very favorable view of Musk, similar to how they see Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Now, separately, Mr. Trump holds a 49% favorability rating in the most recent RealClearPolitics.com average. Meanwhile, Joe Biden right now is 41%, Kamala Harris 45%. Mr. Trump holding a campaign-style rally in Phoenix today.
We had the greatest economy in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, frankly, and we had We did things that nobody could have done, and we're going to do them even better now.
And this is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson accused of telling colleagues, quote, "Jews control the university, and Jewish students should not have the access to diversity programs because they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves." Dawson also quoted as saying, "Jews have no genetic DNA connection to the land of Israel." This is SRN News. Now, beginning in 2027, new seatbelt regulations.
All new passenger vehicles will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rule will also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. Front seat changes take effect on September 1st, 2026. This will apply to passenger cars, trucks, buses, except for school buses, and multipurpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds. The agency estimates 50 lives per year will be saved and 500 injuries prevented. John Scott reporting.
Nebraska's third largest high school will not have a varsity girls basketball team this year because no juniors nor seniors went out for the sport. Grand Island is not alone. Participation in girls' high school basketball, according to this now from a new survey, 20%, it's down in the last two decades. More details at SRNnews.com.